This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know how sometimes you hear something so wild that it makes you stop in your tracks? Well, buckle up, because Sean Diddy Combs, the man, the myth, the music mogul, is at the center of a story so explosive, it feels like it came straight out of a movie. Diddy, the guy who built Bad Boy Records and dominated the charts for decades, now finds himself facing allegations that could shatter his empire and his carefully crafted image forever. The bombshells are coming from the new HBO Max docuseries, The Fall of Diddy, and let me tell you, it does not hold back. The series lines up over 30 interviews with people who worked with him, knew him, or claimed to have been on the receiving end of some seriously dark behavior. We're talking allegations of abuse, manipulation, threats, and even federal charges for sex trafficking and racketeering. Yeah, it's that heavy. Let's start with one of the big voices in this series, Dee Woods. You remember Danity Kane, right? That girl group Diddy put together on Making the Band? Well, Dee Woods is finally speaking up about what it was really like working with him. And it's not the glamorous, star-studded experience you'd imagine. She talks about being objectified, verbally abused, and working in an environment that felt unsafe. It wasn't just her, either. Woods describes a pattern of exploitation, where Diddy used his power to keep people under his thumb. And honestly, hearing her recount those experiences, it's gut-wrenching. She's not just talking about bad management or tough love. She's talking about a toxic, dehumanizing atmosphere that made her and others question their worth. But that's just one piece of the puzzle. Enter Kat Passione, a former girlfriend of Diddy, and her story is even darker. She claims that Diddy coerced her into non-consensual sexual acts and then used threats to keep her quiet. Let that sink in for a moment. She says he leveraged his influence to create this environment where speaking out felt impossible. In the series, Passion doesn't mince words. She calls Diddy a demon, and her testimony carries this raw, emotional weight that's hard to shake off. You can tell that coming forward wasn't easy for her. It never is in cases like this, but she's determined to tell her truth. And then there's Daniel Smith, the former editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine, whose story feels like it's ripped straight from a crime drama. She recalls a heated dispute with Diddy over a magazine cover. Now you'd think this kind of disagreement would involve some harsh words or maybe a tense email exchange. Nope. According to Smith, Diddy went straight to intimidation, allegedly telling her she'd end up dead in a trunk if she didn't play ball. Imagine the audacity of that, the sheer audacity. A man at the height of his career allegedly threatening a journalist's life over a magazine cover. It's the kind of thing that makes you wonder how many other threats like this went unreported. So where does all of this leave Diddy now? Facing federal charges, for starters. He's been hit with accusations of sex trafficking and racketeering, serious stuff that could land him behind bars for a long, long time. The trial is set for May 2025, and he's already pleaded not guilty. But the stakes couldn't be higher. If these allegations hold up in court, it's not just Diddy's career that's on the line, it's his entire legacy. And let's talk about the bigger picture here, because this story isn't just about one man. The docuseries dives into how the music industry as a whole has allowed this kind of behavior to go unchecked for years. Rodney Lil Rod Jones, a former associate of Diddy, doesn't hold back on this point. He says Diddy's alleged actions are symptomatic of a much larger problem, a culture that rewards power and silences dissent. Think about it. How many people saw things, heard things, and said nothing? How many times was bad behavior brushed off because, well, that's just the cost of working with a superstar? Jones suggests that Diddy's downfall could be the beginning of a reckoning for the entire industry. And honestly, it's about time. What's striking and heartbreaking about this story is the emotional toll it's taken on the people who've come forward. Many of them describe years of trauma and fear, living with the knowledge that speaking out could mean career suicide or even physical harm. But they've done it anyway. They've stood up and said, no more. And that takes guts, a lot of guts. Their courage is a reminder that even in the face of immense power, The truth has a way of finding its voice. Public reaction to the docuseries has been all over the map. Some people are standing by Diddy, arguing that these allegations are just attempts to bring down a successful black man. Others are calling for justice, saying it's time for the industry to stop protecting its stars at the expense of their victims. The debate is heated, and it's clear that this story has struck a nerve. So, what's next? Well, the legal battle is going to be intense. Prosecuting someone as high profile as Diddy isn't easy. The case relies heavily on testimony from survivors, some of which dates back years, which means corroborating evidence is going to be crucial. But regardless of the outcome in court, the survivors have already achieved something important. They've sparked a conversation that the music industry can't ignore. And let's not forget the ripple effects. Rodney Lil Rod Jones makes a chilling point in the docuseries. If Diddy's alleged secrets are finally coming to light, how many more stories are out there waiting to be told? It's a question that lingers long after the credits roll. Because this isn't just about one man. It's about an entire culture that's been complicit in allowing abuses of power to flourish. The fall of Diddy, if it happens, could be a turning point. It's a chance to dismantle the structures that have protected the powerful for too long and to build something better in their place. And honestly, isn't it about time? And if you're still hungry for more Diddy drama, don't worry. There's a whole buffet of documentaries out there from the past 6 months, all peeling back the layers of his career and controversies. These aren't your typical highlight reels of his rise to fame. They're focused on his fall, and man, do they get into the thick of it. Take Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, for example. It came out earlier this month on Peacock, and it's a real mix of nostalgia and hard truths. This one starts off walking you through the early days, back when Diddy was this scrappy kid from Harlem with a dream to rule the music world. But don't let the feel-good opening fool you. It quickly pivots into the allegations and controversies that have come to define his career in recent years. You get a lot of insider perspectives here, from a childhood friend to a former bodyguard, and even one of the winners from Making the Band. Their stories add texture to this larger-than-life figure, but they also point to a pattern. Someone who could charm the world while allegedly causing chaos behind closed doors. Then there's Monster's Fall, which dropped on Freevee earlier this year. This one takes a more investigative approach, and honestly, it doesn't pull any punches. Think of it as the kind of doc you'd watch if you really wanted to connect the dots. It digs deep into not just the current allegations, but also the decades of whispers, lawsuits, and rumors that have always seemed to follow Diddy around. One thing I really liked about this doc is how it uses archival footage to juxtapose the man he presented to the world, confident, successful, untouchable, with the stories of those who claim to have seen a very different side of him. What's really gripping here is the way it frames Diddy's downfall as inevitable. Like, sure, he built this empire and crafted this persona, but at some point, the weight of everything he allegedly did was bound to catch up with him. It's a sobering watch. One that leaves you wondering how many more secrets are still buried under the surface. And let's not forget the upcoming Netflix series, Diddy Do It. First of all, the title alone, it's bold. This one's being helmed by Alex Stapleton, with none other than 50 Cent as an executive producer. Yeah, you heard that right. 50 Cent, who's been throwing shade at Diddy for years, is helping bring this project to life. While it hasn't dropped yet, the buzz around it is real. It's supposed to focus specifically on the sexual misconduct allegations, which means it's going to dig deeper into the most serious claims against him. The way people are talking about it, this could end up being one of the most explosive takes on Diddy yet. But back to what's already out. The Making of a Bad Boy and Monster's Fall both stand out because they aren't afraid to look at the contradictions in Diddy's life. He's this guy who sold himself as the ultimate hustler, the man who could do it all, but the cracks in that image are impossible to ignore. Whether it's former collaborators talking about how they were treated, or legal experts breaking down the seriousness of the charges he's facing now, these docs make one thing clear. The fall of Diddy isn't just about his personal scandals. It's about a culture in the music industry that allowed someone like him to thrive unchecked for so long. Each of these documentaries feels like a piece of a puzzle. None of them tell the whole story, But together, they start to form a picture of a man whose legacy is crumbling under the weight of years of alleged abuse, manipulation, and unchecked power. Watching them back to back feels like peeling an onion. Layer by layer, the story gets messier, darker, and harder to look away from. The question now is, what happens next? For Diddy, sure, but also for the industry that helped make him who he is. Because if these docs are showing us anything, it's that Diddy's fall isn't just about one man. It's a wake-up call for everyone who looked the other way.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.